All right. Good morning and welcome to Eagle FM. Of course, this is a tech show. And, you know, when we look at what we've been talking about yesterday, we were looking at the issues of e-commerce. And today we want to look at some of the technologies, you know, that are available for business, small business startups. Some of the technologies that small business startups can use, you know, in order to grow their businesses or to enhance their businesses. We'll take it from there and then have a discussion. So let me just put my house in order and It seems that my house is not in order here. Let me put my house in order quickly, and then we'll continue.
Hello, Namibia. Indira pamanate ruyuni wolela pay. Lela pay onkaro ompu woma futiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hokatavuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka go paipindi notagandana no kutuwa mumbepo ethimbo ojotu njoka. Otomuru okuningashike ko lela pay. Otomuru okutura omatumaraka goe mumbepo torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba. Nenge hoka kalela pei, nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe giinima la yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma fio, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeku goma varo, no matumaraka goku arukehe, nguka wahara uzeithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza owarapo doranda tu, ni siringa itano, mitumaraka kehe. Lela pei, oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o maosemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe ki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udhita shoka topurwa uudhise. Shampa wa mana oku turamo o maosemba goe hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe kotari turu wako Eagle FM, imba, lela pay, nenge kwa The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe kwa digital etomalite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono raketa tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi. Kamano ndatu nenge konora hetatu yume ndatumbari hetatu ne no nora yeriari lela pay yimo nena tai adika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
All right, we are back. Now my house is in order. So we are looking at 15 technology strategies that, small business startups, the 15 tech startup strategies, that is what we are discussing. The 15 tech startup strategies that small business can embrace. And this is meant, of course, to grow the business. And if you want to use technology to grow your business, there are 15 strategies that you need to, you know, embrace. I mean, whether we like it or not, the world is not going backward, and this is what we keep saying, that the world is not going backward, the world is going forward. And when we are saying that the world is moving forward, we mean innovation, innovative strategies are coming forth on a daily basis. So on a daily basis, there is a new, you know, every day there is a new strategy, especially on technology, there is a new innovation every day. So, and we need to understand how. Now, the number one thing we need to do is to understand, for your business to grow, you also need to understand that you are competing with giants in the business. You are competing with, you know, the gigantic financial, you know, the people that are financially gigantic. Before we get to the technology, this may seem as if it is not a technology, but it is. First of all, look at what their giants are not doing. So look at what the giants are not doing. There is a market that the giants are not focusing on. There's a market there that the giants are leaving behind. So, and that is where you come in. You know, you look at you come up with a simple technology, or you use a technology in a simple way that you are able to, give solution to your customers. So there is something that the giants are not doing on Facebook, for example. There is something that the giant companies are not doing on TikTok. There's something that the giant companies are not doing on, you know, whatever a platform that is. And you come in there and, you know, make an impact. And one of the powerful tools actually that smaller businesses can venture in is the social media. Now, when you create an interactive marketing strategy, and one of the tools that can be used also is virtual reality. Short videos, you can dramatize your product in a creative way, in a fun way, but at the same time you are marketing your product. So you come up with a fun way of, you know, marketing your product. And you know the way people do things on TikTok, some people are just using TikTok for fun, but you can use TikTok for fun but yet in a marketing way, you know, in a marketing way. You can come up with a creative way to market your Capana, for example, or market your construction company in a fun way. So those things that you are doing there, do it for your business in a marketing way. Now, one thing we do is we need to delegate. We delegate quickly and efficiently. You know, have somebody, you know, have a social media team. For example, have a social media team, and you say you are especially TikTok. You know, the business TikTok. For example, if you are employed, if you have employees that you have a company and you have a social media team or somebody, can you come up with a team of a social media team and you give them specific tasks? You delegate them, you deploy them at specific social media, because every social media platform has its reach, has its audience. Your audience on Twitter are not your audience on Facebook, and they are not your audience on TikTok. So you need to come up with delegation. You delegate that you are dealing with TikTok. You are dealing, when we come to virtual systems, we have this person is responsible for our virtual advertisement, or, you know, a social media, you have a social media manager, production manager, for example. But under this, you have somebody, it's a TikTok, whatever title you can give them. This is to say, this person have a different touch and different feel that they create for the customers. Because, they, like I said, the people that are on TikTok are not the people that are on Facebook. And the people that are on Twitter are not those that are on Instagram. So you have a different, you have different audiences. And we are not supposed to assume, we are not supposed to assume that you have the same audience everywhere. No, don't assume that, you are making a big mistake. You are having different audiences or audience at different platforms. Your audience on Instagram is different from the audience on Twitter, and the one on Twitter is different from that one on Facebook, and the list goes on. So you need to have a delegate. You need to delegate people to specifically deal with TikTok, with Twitter, with Facebook, with WhatsApp, and so on. So you have different, you know, you have different results. So the delegation is very important, and this is not only about this is not only about startups, small startups. We look also at bigger businesses. You have people that are good at a certain software. This one is good at a certain hardware. This one is good at certain, you know, application. They need to be specifically, strategically positioned, so they deal with those specifics. You know, they need to deal with those specifics, so that the person does what they understand. They does what they do best. The person does what they do best. The person understands Microsoft Teams. This one understands Instacart, or this one understands Instagram. This one understands TikTok. This one understands Facebook. You are able to have is a very successful, you know, marketing strategy when it comes to the issues of, because you have different audiences, you have different audience at all those platforms, and their taste and expectation is different. So now, the other thing also is, every technology that you include in your business must be able to cultivate an innovative customer-centric mindset. So that technology that you are employing or deploying in your business, you know, to be able to help you, or whether it enhances the efficiency in terms of marketing and so on, it must be able to cultivate a customer-centric or an innovative customer-centric mindset. Whatever innovation that you are coming up with, whatever idea that you are coming up with, whatever plan that you have, must cultivate that, you know, the innovative customer-centric mindset. How best do we serve our customer? You know, how best do we serve our customers? And the last yesterday we were talking about the issues of assuming that, you know, website, the issues of, you know, mixing desktop website with mobile or on mobile platforms. So somebody with innovation will say, no, let's create an application. Let's create a phone application through which we reach the people that are not using desktop. The people that are having mobile phones, they need applications. Now, what we have done at Eagle FM that is more customer-centric or, listenership-centric, if I can put it that way, is we have a website, you know, for people that are having computers that they can tune in through the website. But for people that don't have desktop computers or they don't have laptops, they have devices, we have an application that you download in your phone. You know, you can take it from Apple Store or Play Store. That was strategic, so that no one is, you know, left behind. Because, you know, the way a desktop website or a website that is designed for desktop, the way it will appear on a phone, it will be problematic because you have to scroll down to go and find the button there, because that's how the desktop website dictates. And this will create a problem. So one thing that irritates customers or users is so much when they have to go through so much to find something online. When they have to go through so much to find just a simple submit button, you just have to scroll all the way down. It's frustrating. So you would want to be simple enough. You would want to be simple in your innovation, and it must not be centered on you. No, it must be customer or user centric. So you need to cultivate that in your mind whenever you are innovating a new technology. You need to be customer centric. You need to be user centric. That this person that is going to use this application, this is how simple I want, or this is how quick and efficient I want it. I want the user to have a quick and efficient use of this application. So I am going to put the button here, because here the person easily finds it. And I'm going to script it so that it is always on this corner or at this corner. So at the far right corner, there is an OK button. and it is the far left corner, maybe there is a cancel button or a back button must be here. So this person must be able to come out easily of this application or to be able to close it without, you know, having problem. So that's the innovation that is, you know, customer centric. Whenever you are coming up with a technology, you must always have customers, you know, in your mind. So the technology that we are using must be able to help us keep our eyes on the customers or on our users. When you keep your eyes on customers' needs, it makes your business more competitive because you understand you are in the space of your customers. You are in their shoes. And even the solutions that you come up with are precise to help or to answer them the specific needs of your customers. Now we talk about the issues of technology, that if a technology is not useful, if people are not able to relate to that technology, it becomes useless. No matter how good it is, it will be useless. If this technology is not helping, you know, if these changes that we are putting in place, they are not answering the need to the customers, or they are not creating a need for customers to, you know, or customers are not reacting to what we have created. They seem not to be interested because they don't understand. Then we become less competitive. With a good technology, you can become less competitive if your technology is not user-friendly. So if your technology is not user-friendly, you become less competitive because your solutions are not, you know, your solutions are misguided. Right, let's go for a short break and we will be right back to continue. Stay tuned.
Hello, Namibia. Endera pamanate muyuni walela pay. Lela pay onkaro ompu woma futiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hokate huru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka go paipindi no taga dana no kutuwa mbepo esimbo ojo tu njoka. Otomuru okuningashike ko lela pay. Otomuru okutura omatumaraka goe mbepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka kalela pei nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe giinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomafio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe nguka wahara utseithere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia okuza owarapo dorandatu ni siringa itano mitumaraka kehe. Lela pei oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o maothemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udhita shoka topurwa uudhite. Shampa wa mana oku turamo o maothemba goe kogora kucha o wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe kotari turu wako Eagle FM, imba, lela pay, nenge kwa The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yoku turu wako irongwa moyoe yoko make. tumina inimawe ko digital eto malaite.com notai urikwa menderero opo kare waguda ko karandifi tudengera nena ko norajeta tuimwe mbarinora datongoi jamano datundatu nenge ko norajeta tuimwe datumbari jetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari lelape imo nena nena tai adika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Vasco Sartuto Zepahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamilem Sakuri, Limorisa Zasirimo Sestatama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzi, Matuto Zepahami Zechualeka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Event Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi baritabaka wafela kaputungi. Mukwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liwefisi zerivu kaofi. Mamre mengi wa Windhoek, tokapo ya Ankure Nkuru. Ongwe ndiva, ni Wallabies Bay. Kapa, mulize ze nomboro ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzula Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niba IUM.
On August 26, Namibia remembers the heroes whose blood waters our freedom. So to ensure that their blood was not shed in vain, commit yourself to live a life worthy of their sacrifice. Vow to honor our heroes by driving sober, adhering to the speed limit, wearing a seatbelt, regularly checking your tires, and being a responsible pedestrian. Join the movement and honor our heroes. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Right. Now, look, the issue when it comes to startups, for example, or new or smaller businesses, one of the problems that we have or the fear that we have in starting a business is to take risks. Because business itself is a risk. You don't know whether you are going to make it, you are going to make profit or not. Especially for tech startups, you know, the issue of adapting and innovating. The issue of adapting, innovating, and then you get to taking risks of embracing new technologies, and not only that, even moving forward and implementing those new technologies. It's a risk because, number one, you are not sure whether this technology is really coming to work, yes. You know, or for example, coming up with an application, you don't have a guarantee. You look at the number in 2.5 million people, how many people are going to use that application? You are not having a, you are not in a country of 50 million people or at least 100 million people, like you are not in Russia. Or you are not in, for example, Egypt. You are not in Ethiopia. You are not in Nigeria. You are not at least in South Africa. You are in Namibia. So coming up with an application as a tech startup, you know, is something that is risky. Especially if you are doing it for business. It is risky because you are not sure. Because when it comes to business also, there is something that we also overlook. That is the numbers. The numbers count. The numbers are also very important Even in democracy, the majority counts. So in business, you also want to attract a massive, you know, you want to attract quite a number of people. Because that number of people that you have attracted determines, you know, your outcomes. So numbers are very important. If I give you the competition now, which is going on between the Shanghai Corporation and the BRICS, for example, and that Shanghai Corporation or BRICS, and then you have the European Union, and of course, European Union is just subsidiaries of America. Because whatever America does, the EU follows suit. So you have 3.5 billion people, the other side. That's a BRICS and Shanghai Corporation. That's almost 3.5 people, the countries that are involved in BRICS and Shanghai Corporation. All put together, they make up 3.5 billion. So 3.5 billion is a huge market. Huge market. You are likely to have a million users of your application if you come up with an app in that environment. Now, two, if you look at the European Union, or you look at NATO, or you know, you look at Japan, South Korea, and in America, for example, you still have a huge number, 750 million almost. So if you come up with an application there, you are likely to, you know, you are likely to have a million or two or three or four, even if it is it's not a good application, but it works. So it's not good compared to the people who are using Google, for example. Google is a big thing, but you have just have your own. You know, that's how TikTok grew. It's the numbers. So TikTok grew because there is a number. They have a number of people who are, you know, coming on board, who are subscribing, who are creating new accounts. So when it comes to technology, a tech startup, most technology startups or smaller startups are afraid of, you know, less intake. How many people will take this application? Then this person is afraid of taking a risk and something not working. But do you know what? It is better to try. You know, it is. You know? It is worth trying. Life is worth trying than, you know, it's a risk. I remember when I was called up to come to Eagle FM, you know, when I was in a bus, I was thinking to myself, at least they called me. So if I fail, I will appreciate the fact that they called me. You know, if I fail, because when I was called, I was told I must come for a training. And I thought to my mind, these guys are using a complex technology. Because they have an app. It's the first radio station to have an app. The app, not this thing that you put on other apps. No, it's an app, Eagle FM app, and that's Eagle FM period. So they are the first radio station to do that in Namibia. So I was thinking in my head when I was in a bus, well, You know, even my wife, I told her, look, I'm called for in Windhoek in training it for a training. Let's see how this thing works. I'm not sure whether I'm going to, you know, make it. Because when I listen to these guys and, you know, the standard of their broadcasting is very high. And it could be that they have a very, you know, complex technology. So, and I was afraid, you know, and somebody has the knowledge to come up with an application, but is afraid because he's afraid of the fact that there is a possibility that the application will not even have takers. You know, when you put it on App Store or Play Store, there is a possibility that it might not have takers. So the person is afraid, but, you know, so but it is worth trying. I said, no, when I came, I said to them, look, I came here to try. So I was not even bold to say, maybe I came to do, no. You know, it took me up to 6 months to delete that understanding from my mind. So I just came, when I came, I found out, this is digital, but on a very simple technology. Digital, very simple technology. I discovered that there was nothing complex at all. You know, there was nothing complex. You don't need a special software, you know, so I started settling in. So that type of fear will always be there. That type of fear will always be there. But fear, sometimes we can define it this way. Fear means false evidence appearing to be very real. So that's what fear stands for. Fear means false evidence appearing to be real. So if you have a fear, you are a startup, and you are afraid of coming up with, you know, an application. Who knows? Maybe your application will be a game changer. You can be a game changer. You can have a sports application or, you know, an application that helps women, you know, with their post and antenatal, you know, with the issues of maternity and the issues of, you know, postnatal treatment. You can come up with an application, and the Minister of Health can buy into it and say, look, we want to put our information on this application. You can come up with an application, and the Minister of Agriculture can say, look, we want to partner with you in this one. We want to come up with, we want to, you know, the issues of, you know, we want to assist farmers with the issues of, you know, seasons of animal, you know, the issues of animal husbandry, animal health, you know, when it comes to the issues of deworming, vaccination of animals, or, you know, information sharing app on foot and mouth disease and the occurrence of foot and mouth disease and preventative measures and precautionary measures and so on and so forth. So when you are afraid, you are having a false evidence of something that does not exist, but then appearing to be real in your mind. So why don't you try? You know, why don't you give it a try? Well, if you want to be part of the conversation, 083-2888-401, that's the number in studio. Most of us are afraid of trying something. You know, we are afraid of trying something. You know, I remember one day there was no one to help me and I needed to cross to the other side. So I took a canoe. I took a risk. I took a canoe because I was the only one and I needed to cross to the other side. So I took a canoe and I found my way. So, and somebody will be afraid of, let me not dare try. So let me be stranded here. But when it is better you tried. I mean, risks. Even living is a risk. You know, dying is a risk. Living is a risk. Because there's nothing there's nothing on earth that is not a risk. When I'm in this building, I'm taking a risk because I don't know what will happen next. So I am here by faith that this building will not collapse. So when you are in a car, going to work or coming back to from work, you are taking a risk. Because somebody can drive anyhow and bump into you without your intention. You got a FM?
Yes, you do up to.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Good afternoon.
Okay. So just briefly. Yes, that fear is the one that paralyzes us, paralyzes our mind, our thinking. Because it's the fear of failure and the fear of shame that really also make us to kill our potential and our talent and our success. Because I don't think there was any adventure whereby somebody first just try and then you got and the person gets tried. It might have been some fears, some failures and all these things. So, thank you very much for those areas that you have mentioned. When it comes to startup, because people are expected to have a million or some thousands of dollars before you can create an venture. And after you have created your idea, which is now very expensive, and then now you translate it into money. So, but then the issue is, we need to have apparently a big capital. In my own case, I started, I think, with 500 or 300. And I sustained my family, my children, and the people who were under my guardianship. UNAM, NAFT students. And I started with that. So what we actually need to do is that let's not kill our potential. Because sometimes the people who facilitate this kind of conversation, or maybe the ones that we take part, the participants, are perhaps the ones who are also creating fear in the life of the people, and therefore people kill their potential and their dreams. So thank you very much, Franz. I'm very happy that you mentioned that. So, but let's, can't we go away with fear? Can we read out our fear and say, yes, no matter what it takes, I am going to make it. And then we can now build from there, and then we put our idea together, our little resources, and then we... Thank you very much, God bless.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, so, for example, and especially in the tech, you know, industry, you know, there are a lot of challenges. Because, number one, when somebody comes up with an application, you know, there are issues of credibility. For example, when you want to secure a funding, you know, there are issues of credibility. You are just starting. Yeah. So there are doubts in terms of whether or not that will work. And there are also fears of, you know, somebody else coming in and stealing your idea. So you are afraid of coming out. Because somebody with money can steal your idea and use it. So you better hide in the shells. You know, and even you even develop more shells or more scale to make sure that you don't even dream. Even when you dream having to, you know, when you had a dream sharing your ideas to somebody about a certain application that you want to start, you wake up and rebuke it. Because you're afraid of those who vision stealers, people who can steal other people's ideas, and because they have money. Sometimes somebody has money, but they just don't know, they don't have ideas. When they hear you talking about an application, before you open, when you're going to open your eyes, the person is going already into the same venture. Now, that is a fear. But it doesn't always turn up to be true. You know, it doesn't turn up to be true. You might not be, you might tell some your dream to a right person. And this person will help you come up with. You know, all this Google that we see today, Google, Firefox, Microsoft, whatever, TeamViewer, all these were ideas. And these are the people that took risks. You know? These are the people that took risks. And today we have TeamViewer. But TeamViewer is also in a competition with AnyDesk. So TeamViewer is in a competition with AnyDesk, but there's something that keeps you in TeamViewer. And there's something that keeps the other person with AnyDesk. Now, all these things that we do, Adobe Audition or Adobe, Adobe Premium, Sonar 6, Sony Vegas, example, FL Studio or Fruity Loops. All these were ideas and people took risks to create this. And this, the reason why, you know, for me, in my music production, as far as my music production is concerned, I'll never switch to any software except Cubase. So I'll be stuck with Cubase. But there are people that are using Logic and Pro Tools. You know, there are people that are using Reason. There are people that are using Sonar. There are people that are using Adobe and so forth. But for me, I've made up my mind. I'm a Cubase guy. Yeah, I will never abandon Cubase. I can just, you know, maybe update or, you know, go higher. I can just upgrade. But I don't even know how to use FL. I don't know how to use Adobe. There's the simplest one, Audacity, free version. You know, free version at Audacity. There's a reason why somebody's using Audacity. All those are risks that people took. So what is keeping you from taking risk? What are you afraid of? 0832888401, that's the number in studio, if you want to be part of the conversation. Not all of us that are listening are tech savvy, so I don't expect you to, you know, make a comment exactly what I'm saying, but you can come through and tell us from a general point of view. As to why you are afraid of taking a risk. You know, when it comes to business, I think even when it comes to technology, we want to make sure that we talk about it from a business point of view, because you know we want to drive a business mindset. I think we have had enough of politics. You know, but politics will not be disbanded completely. We cannot eradicate it, because politics is a horse on which, you know, politics is an environment. For you to have a big business that is booming, you need a conducive political environment, because once the country is in politically, once the country is in a caratagoma, you cannot do business. You know, once a country is in a karatagoma politically, you cannot do business because you'll be running up and down. So politics is very important because it helps creating a conducive environment in which the business can, you know, flourish. And politics will also flourish when business flourish. So they are brother and sister. Yes. Right. So you need to take risk, but when you are taking a risk, you must not just take risk blindly. You must not take a risk blindly. You must be aware of your costs. You must be aware of your gains, and you must be aware of your cost, your losses. So you must be well aware. You know, my colleagues understand soccer very well, and I don't. And yesterday they were talking about one prominent guy that lost $500,000 in a betting. I think he was betting that a certain team will win, and he was going to get a $2.5 million out of that if his bet was successful. So you need to be considerate of your of your gains and your losses when you are taking risk. Weigh how much your loss will be and versus your gain, and see whether it is worth taking a risk. You don't just take a risk because, you don't just take a risk blindly. You need to weigh your gains. If your gains are much higher, then it's worth taking a risk. If your losses are much, you know, when I took a risk of taking the canoe, I considered the fact that how close, you know, what the area is and how deep the water is. So, and luckily, you know, in my risk taking, I was successful. But we need to take a risk. But the risk is very, people in a tech fraternity are unlikely to take risk because they're afraid of these gigantic tech companies. They are also not sure whether, you know, in terms of population, whether their innovation will be taken. And I also said that numbers are very important. You know, they play a very important role in...
Root out corruption from Namibia. Corruption is harming the people of this country. When people ask you to do something you know you should not do for their benefit and offers you something in exchange, like a bribe, that is corruption. Corruption causes poverty. Corruption causes unfair and weak service delivery. Corruption affects your welfare. You can make a difference. Say no to corruption. This message is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation and supported by Forum for the Future.
Hello, Namibia. Indirapa manate muyuni walela pay. Lela pay onkara ompu wama futiro no kwesisa ngoka haguningwa pam karo gongodi hokatavuru okutuminako omatumara kagoe ale.
Right. So people are afraid of taking risk because of competition, especially in the tech world. There is a very big syndrome. The tech world is suffering from a monopoly crisis because certain companies cannot afford, you know, somebody coming up with something, you know, more innovative. They will either buy it or make sure that it does not, you know, come, it does not, it's not successful. But that too is just one side of it all. But you can take a risk and create an application that will become a game changer. Right, having said that, my time to say goodbye has come, and let me just greet Dwight on my way out. Dwight.
Franz, how are you doing?
Good, how's it?
I'm all right, man, I'm all right.
Yes.
I like the discussion, Franz, because obviously, you know, in some of the things that I even cover, if we have to go into the business and economic zone of things here on Eagle FM, you sometimes also see these major monopolies. If we can call them monopolies, or if we can call them monolithic entities, these tech companies, because they are massive.
They have been, at least there are countries in Europe that have a stronger political will and power that can bring companies like Google to book, you know. I think in France and in Britain, and they paid up to 500 euro. I think it's a billion altogether for their, you know, competition, bridging certain competition laws.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they do that.
Exactly. However, on this morning's the brand conversation, we'll be touching France on an interesting thing with regards to how, well, yesterday we looked at the brand experience, meaning how to get, for how a customer can get experience out of a normal purchase and sale, you know, of a product or a service. But from there you get the intangible and tangible discussion, meaning how do you make something tangible which you cannot feel, see, touch, smell sometimes, or, you know, directly interact with. Something that's not so perceivably obvious to the eye.
Right. No, of course, let me leave it up to the listeners, and of course, stay tuned for Dwight.